McConnell lashes out at Pelosi's hypocrisy, trying to overturn a state-certified election. By Jacob Bliss on March 18, 2021. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, Thursday chastised House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, on the Senate floor for looking to overturn a state-certified election in the House. McConnell accused Pelosi of trying to overturn Iowa's second congressional district race. Representative Marionette Miller Meeks, RYA, won her race by 6 votes and was sworn into office in January with the newest class of House members. I remember distant days long, long ago, way back through the mists of time, when Democrats said it would be wrong for Washington to overturn a state-certified election result. No, wait a minute. That was 2 months ago, McConnell said on the Senate floor. 2 months ago, every Democrat, cable news channel, and every liberal news channel was melting down over some Republicans' efforts to dispute state-certified election results here in Congress. I opposed those efforts myself. McConnell further explained. Right now, as we speak, Speaker Pelosi and Washington Democrats are literally trying to overturn a state-certified election here in Congress. That's exactly what they're doing over in the House right now. The voters of Iowa's 2nd District spoke in November. They counted the votes. They recounted the votes. The outcome was certified. That's the magic word, certified, that we heard over and over and over again in November and December. There was the opportunity to present complaints in court. Sound familiar? But the defeated Democrat passed up the opportunity to go to court. The process played out in a way that every liberal in America spent November, December, and January insisting was beyond question. Ah, but there's a catch. This time, Mr. President, the Republican won and the Democrat lost. So, Speaker Pelosi and Washington Democrats have set out trying to overturn the result from right here in Congress. Congresswoman Miller Meeks has been sworn in. She's here. She is working. McConnell emphasized the hypocrisy from the Democrats, pointing out how challenging an election went from being a massive outrage to a minor afterthought for much of the national media. Referring to H.R. 1, a bill that would upend American election systems, McConnell pointed out that Democrats are using their razor-thin majority for a permanent partisan power grab. Breitbart News reported Wednesday the House Administration Committee, chaired by Representative Zoe Lofgren, DCA, claims not all ballots were counted for the election. The American people deserve to know who actually won this election, Lofgren said. Rita Hart, who lost the election to Miller Meeks, claims 22 votes should be counted but were wrongfully tossed out. This is after Miller Meeks officially won the election by 6 votes. Breitbart News also reported Wednesday one of Iowa's Democrat state auditors, Rob Sand, admitted on air Rita Hart is wrong to challenge the second congressional district election in the House of Representatives instead of Iowa courts. Republican Party of Iowa Communications Director Colin Crompton wrote in a press release, Iowans in the 2nd District know Marionette Miller Meeks is their rightful congresswoman. She won on Election Day, won the recount, and was certified the winner, even by Democrats. Breitbart Middle. Representative Marionette Miller Meeks, RYA, March 14, 2021. Miller Meeks spoke to Breitbart News Sunday about Iowa's 2nd Congressional District results and recount. When the 24 counties in Iowa's 2nd Congressional District had their official county canvass, which is 1 week after the election, I was still declared the winner, I was still ahead. And then our opponent requested a recount. In Iowa, there are recount boards in every county. Each candidate gets to pick a person, and then they're supposed to agree upon a third person. And if they don't agree upon a third person, then it's appointed by the district judge. When asked about the 22 ballots Hart is requesting be included in the vote tally, Miller Meeks responded. They were determined to be illegitimate ballots when they were originally tallied. They were determined to be illegitimate ballots at the county canvass. And then the recount boards determined that they were illegitimate ballots. So, you've had at 3 junctures during the election, where they were determined to be illegitimate and valid ballots. Breitbart News Sunday broadcasts live on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern.